This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in book 2 of the Medina Arabic syllabus, walhamdulillah, and more especially, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will begin with lesson number 27, walhamdulillah. In our previous majlis, we concluded, we went through lesson number 26. What did we cover in lesson number 26? Well, we were introduced to verbs, which you call them. You call these verbs where you have one of the letters of the verb being a weak letter, being a weak letter. And so we came across, for example, the verb waqafa, the verb wazana. These have a waw at the beginning. And waw, alif, and ya, they are regarded as the weak letters. And so this verb here, which has a waw at the beginning, it is what we say, mu'tal alfa. Mu'tal alfa. It has a weak letter at the beginning, insha'Allah. It's called mithal. Mithal. What happens here? Well, in the mudari, in the present tense form, this waw, it is dropped. Wazana yazinu. Wazana yazinu. Waqafa yaqifu. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. We also went through tasghir, where we take this word and we provide the diminutive form of it, the smaller version of it. Hasan, smaller version. Hussein. We have the word abdun, slave. Well, small slave is ubaid. So Hassan, Hussein, abdun, ubaid. Sahlun. We have Suhail. Excellent. We have fadl, fudail. So this form on the scale of fu'ilun, fu'ilun, these indicate either it's a smaller version, or this term, this way, manner in speech, this is for endearment. Out of love and affection, you are using the smaller version of this word, walhamdulillah. We also came across, for example, certain masdars, verbal nouns, the word khurujun, khurujun, exit, ruku'un, your ruku, and nikahun, marriage. Zahabun, to go. Excellent. We came across the term ha huwa tha. Ha hiya thi. Here it is. Here it is. This is when, for example, you are looking for something and suddenly it appears. Suddenly you find it. So remember, they were looking for the wallet and they said, ha huwa tha. Or for example, they were looking for something feminine and they said, ha hiya thi. Here it is. Walhamdulillah. That covered a little bit of revision, insha'Allah, related to exercise number 26. Walhamdulillah. All we have left of this book, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, are lessons 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31. And we are done with book 2. Walhamdulillah. Remember, all of the lessons are available online. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, lesson number 27. Ad-darsu sabi'u wal-ishroon. Ad-darsu sabi'u wal-ishroon. Here, what will we cover? We will cover another one of those verbs which have abnormalities, which have the weak letters in them. Here we will cover, for example, the weak letter is found in the middle. It is the عين كلمة. It's the middle letter. It's the عين كلمة, inshallah. So, معتل العين, weak letter as the عين كلمة, not the فاء, the first one, not the لام, the last one, but rather the عين كلمة, which is the middle letter. And we call these verbs أجوف. أجوف. So, for example, we have قال. قال. قال يقول زار يزور باع يبيع قال he said يقول he is saying زار he visited يزور he is visiting باع he sold يبيع he is selling والحمد لله. So we will cover many examples of these أجوف verbs inshallah. The best option is just to memorize وقف يقف قال يقول. Many of them you probably already know them. Then we will come across the statement like والله لقد كدت أموت. والله I was about to die. جيد. Here we saw the والله, the واو of قسم, which is a حرف of جر, so it becomes والله. Same with تا تالله. Same with بالله. These letters here are حروف of جر. And they make the noun after them take a kasra. So that's simple. But what we are discussing is the introduction, the bringing in of the laqad. So after the qasam, if we have the affirmative madi, then it should be emphasized with the word before it, which is laqad. So for example, in our sentence, Wallahi laqad kittu amutu, I was about to die. So originally, Wallahi kittu amutu. Wallahi kittu amutu. Because we have affirmative, you are saying Wallahi, taking the qasam. And then you want to affirm something. And so if we have a scenario like this, we bring in the word laqad. Wallahi laqad kittu amutu. Wallahi laqad kittu amutu. Excellent. But when it comes to the negative madi, we don't need this laqad. Example, Wallahi ma akaltu. Wallahi, I didn't eat. Wallahi ma dhahabtu. Wallahi, I didn't go. Here, there's no laqad that we add in. But for the affirmative, we do add laqad, insha'Allah. And we will come across examples, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We will also cover in lesson number 27, which is a long lesson. It's a very long lesson. We will cover zanna. Zanna, I think, I suspect, etc. This ظنّ, it has two objects. ظنّ has two objects. Example, أظنّ الجو جميلا. I think that the weather is beautiful. أظنّ الجو جميلا. أظنّ الجو جميلا. أظنّ الباب مغلقا. أظنّ الباب مغلقان. So both of them are mansub. But if we bring anna or inna, then we don't have that. Example, أظن أن الحق جميل. أظن أن الحق جميل. I feel that the truth is beautiful. أظن أن الحق جميل. جميل. Because it's the خبر inna here. أظن الباب مغلقا. أظن الباب مغلقا. That's one example. But if, for example, we brought إن أو أن, أظن أن الباب, أظن أن الباب مغلق. أظن أن الباب مغلق. What does حيث mean? حيث means wherever. اجلس حيث تشاء. Sit wherever you want. We will also come across the word لا ينبغي. It's not proper. It's not becoming. It's unbecoming upon you to do such and such. لا ينبغي. It's not good. It's not proper to do such and such. So that's just a little bit of intro with regards to lesson number 27, inshallah. Let us begin with the comprehension passage, بإذن الله تعالى. الدرس السابع والعشرون. المدرس. متى جئت من جدة يا خالد؟ متى جئت؟ When did you come? متى جئت من جدة؟ From جدة Ya Khalidu. Remember, Judda is a diptote. So technically, it will take a fatha here and not a kasra. Mata ji'ta min juddata ya Khalidu. Why not ya Khalidun? Because we have a ya before it, and so it has been defined by the ya, ya Khalidu. Jitu amsi, I came yesterday. Khalid says, Jitu amsi. Everyone read, Jitu amsi. Al mudarrisu, Aja'a Ibrahimu ma'aka, Aja'a Ibrahimu ma'aka, Aja'a Ibrahimu ma'aka, Aja'a did come. Who? Ibrahimu ma'aka, with you. Did Ibrahim come with you? La, lam yaji' ba'du, lam yaji' ba'du. La lam yaji ba'du. No, he's not yet come. La lam yaji ba'du. Not yet. He's not yet come. La lam yaji ba'du. Lam yaji ba'du. Sayaji ul yoma. Sayaji ul yoma. Remember, after the lam, the verb after it was majzoom, was kasrafa. That's why we said lam yaji. Lam yaji ba'du. As for here, sayaji'u, normal, sayaji'u al-yawma, he will come today, aw ghadan insha'Allah, or tomorrow insha'Allah. Azurta as-safira, the mudarris says, azurta as-safira, azurta, did you visit, azurta, 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 did you visit, talking to a guy, azurta, did you visit, who, as-safira, the object, did you visit the ambassador. Then Khalid says, ذهبت إلى مكتبه ولم أجده. ذهبت إلى مكتبه. I went to his office. ذهبت إلى مكتبه. ذهبت إلى مكتبه ولم أجده. And I did not find him. وجد يجد means to find. ولم أجده. And I did not find him. سمعت أنه لم يكن في جدة. سمعت أنه. I heard that indeed he لم يكن was not في جدة in جدة ذاك اليوم on that day. I heard that he was not in Jeddah on that day. سمعت أنه لم يكن في جدة ذاك اليوم. Then مدرس says, يا عدنان إنك غبت أسبوعين. سبحان الله, brother عدنان was absent for 2 weeks. مشكلة. يا عدنان إنك غبت أسبوعين. You've been absent for 2 weeks. فأين كنت؟ فأين كنت؟ Where were you? Where were you? عدنان says, كنت في المستشفى. Oh, he's got a valid excuse. كنت في المستشفى. I was in hospital. كنت مريضا جدا. I was very sick. كنت مريضا جدا. I was very sick. والله لقد كدت أموت. والله I almost died. والله I almost died. والله لقد كدت أموت. والله لقد كدت أموت. والله لقد كدت أموت. والله I almost كدت أموت. I almost died. والله ما عرفت ذلك. The مدرس says, سبحان الله. والله ما عرفت ذلك. والله I didn't know that. والله ما عرفت. I didn't know ذلك that. لم يقل لي أحد. لم didn't. لم يقل didn't say لي to me أحد. Nobody told me. إنك مريض that you are indeed sick. وإنك في المستشفى that you are in hospital. Nobody told me that you are sick and you are in hospital. كيف حالك الآن? How are you doing now? لعلك الآن أحسن. لعلك الآن أحسن. Perhaps you are better now. لعلك الآن أحسن. لعلك perhaps الآن now أحسن. You are better. Perhaps you are now better. Adnan says, Alhamdulillahi. Brothers and sisters, remember, we say Alhamdulillahi upon all circumstances. And remember, it's not Alhamdulillah. There's no ra in there. It's Alhamdulillahi. لله الحمد لله. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances, good times, bad times, stressful times, whatever. We say الحمد لله والحمد لله. أنا الآن أحسن. I am now better. I am now better. ولكنني لا أزال ضعيفا. ولكنني, but I, لا أزال, I am still. لا أزال, لا أزال, I am still ضعيفا, ضعيفا, I am still weak. شفاك الله شفاء كاملا. May Allah grant you complete shifa. يا عثمان إنك غبت كثيرا. Well, here's another one who is absent a lot. يا عثمان إنك غبت كثيرا. Oh, Uthman, indeed, you've been absent a lot. You stay absent a lot. غبت يومين في هذا الأسبوع. Absent 2 days this week. وثلاثة أيام في الأسبوع الماضي. And 3 days in last week. لا ينبغي. It's not proper. It's unbecoming. لا ينبغي. It's improper. It's improper. لا ينبغي لطالب أن يغيب كثيرا. It's not proper for a student to get absent so much, to be absent so much, a lot. لم أغيب ثلاثة أيام في الأسبوع الماضي كما قلت. Oh, mashallah, Uthman. He says to the teacher, no, I've not been absent 3 days last week as you mentioned. لم أغيب, I was not absent, ثلاثة أيام, 3 days, في الأسبوع الماضي, in the last week, كما قلت, like you've said. إنما غبت يوما واحدا فقط, إنما غبت يوما واحدا فقط, إنما غبت يوما واحدا فقط, I was only absent 1 day, I was only absent a day, try it. لا تكذب يا أخي. Oh, مشكلة. Things are escalating fast here. The teacher says, لا تكذب يا أخي. Do not lie, oh my brother. إنك غبت يوم السبت ويوم الثلاثاء ويوم الأربعاء. You were absent on Saturday and on يوم الثلاثاء and يوم الأربعاء, Tuesday and Wednesday. أنا آسف يا أستاذ. I am very sorry, oh أستاذ. لن أغيب. I will not be absent. Future tense. لن أغيب. I will not be absent. في المستقبل. In the future. إن شاء الله. في المستقبل. What does مستقبل mean? Future. إن شاء الله. قم يا آدم. Stand up. Oh, Adam. أتنام في الفصل. أتنام في الفصل. الله مستعان. أتنام في الفصل. Are you sleeping in the classroom? الله مستعان. أتنام في الفصل. أنا آسف يا أستاذ. Seems like this is a class of مشاكل, of lot of problems. أنا آسف يا أستاذ. I'm very sorry, oh أستاذ. غلبني النوم. Overpowered me sleep. Sleep overpowered me. غلبني النوم لأنني ما نمت البارحة. غلبني النوم. غلبني النوم. The sleep overpowered me. Why? لأنني ما نمت البارحة. Because I didn't sleep last night. لما لم تنم. Why did you not sleep? لما لم تنم. لما لم تنم. Why did you not sleep? كان أبي. Or rather, كان بي, there was to me, I had basically. كان بي, I had. كان, there was. بي, for myself. So basically, I was, I had. صداع شديد. Severe headache. صداع, headache. شديد, severe. فلم أنم بسببه. فلم أنم بسببه. And so I didn't sleep because of it. كان بي صداع شديد فلم أنم بسببه. كان بي صداع شديد فلم أنم بسببه. نوم, نوم is sleep. كان بي صداع شديد فلم أنم بسببه. سبب, أسباب. Because of it, that's the reason. I had a severe headache and because of it, I didn't sleep. يرن الجرس. The bell rings. فيقوم المدرس, and the teacher stands up. يا أستاذ أنا أريد أن أزورك. سعيد says, يا أستاذ أنا أريد أن أزورك. I want to visit you. اليوم بعد صلاة العصر. I want to visit you today after صلاة العصر. Teacher says, زرني غدا. Visit me tomorrow. زرني, visit me, غدا. فإني مشغول اليوم, because I am busy today, I'm occupied today. فإني مشغول اليوم, فإني مشغول اليوم, فإني مشغول اليوم, فإني مشغول اليوم, because I am occupied, I am occupied today. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, after going through the passage and understanding the passage, we now bi-ithnillahi ta'ala move on to the tamareen, the exercises. Exercise number one, answer the following questions. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya, ajib, answer anil as'ila, the questions al-atiya, the following questions. كم أسبوعا غاب عدنانو؟ كم أسبوعا غاب عدنانو؟ كم أسبوعا؟ How many weeks غاب عثمانو؟ غاب عدنانو؟ How many weeks was عدنان absent؟ جواب غاب أسبوعين. غاب أسبوعين. غاب أسبوعين. Number two. لما كان عدنان غائبا؟ لما؟ Why? Why was he absent? لما كان عدنان غائبا? Why was عدنان absent? جواب كان عدنان غائبا لأنه كان مريضا جدا. كان مريضا جدا. He was very sick. كان عدنان غائبا لأنه كان مريضا جدا, because he was very sick. Number three. كم يوما غاب عثمان في الأسبوعين? How many days absent Uthman in the 2 weeks? How many days? غاب خمسة أيام في الأسبوعين. Total it up. غاب خمسة أيام في الأسبوعين. He was absent 5 days in the 2 weeks. غاب خمسة أيام. غاب عثمان خمسة أيام في الأسبوعين, in the 2 weeks. Number four. لما لم ينم آدم. لما لم ينم آدم. Why didn't Adam sleep? لأنه كان به, because there was for him. لأنه كان به, for him, صداع شديد, because there was for him a severe headache, because he had a severe headache. لأنه كان به صداع شديد. صداع, صداع شديد, صداع شديد. والحمد لله. Excellent, ما شاء الله. Exercise number two. These are examples of verbs which are معتل العين. معتل العين. They are called أجوف. They have a weak letter in the middle. Let's see. قال يقول, he said, he is saying. كان يكون, he was, he is. زار يزور, he visited, he is visiting. قام يقوم, he stood, he is standing. ذاق يذوق, he tasted, he is tasting. طاف يطوف, he circumambulated, he is making طواف. صام يصوم, he fasted, he is fasting. دار يدور, he went around and he is going around. تاب يتوب, he made توبة, he is making توبة. بال يبول, he urinated, he is urinating. جاء يجيء, he came, he is coming. باع يبيع, he sold, he is selling. سار يسير, he traveled and he is traveling. عاش يعيش, عاش يعيش, he lived, he is living. كال يكيل, he measured and he is measuring. والحمد لله. نام ينام, he slept, he is sleeping. خاف يخاف, he was afraid, he is afraid. And كاد يكاد, he currently is like almost such and such. ما زال, he continues to. ما زال, ما زال, he continues. And لا يزال, the same, he continues, he is still such and such. والحمد لله, ما شاء الله تبارك الله. We've covered exercise 1 and 2, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 3. تأمل ما يلي, ponder over the following. So here we find that the verbs and them being adjusted based upon the circumstance, they put it all together here. Walhamdulillah. Also remember, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, The last few lessons of the book now, inshallah, book two, covers a lot to do with the verbs, inshallah. And it's important for you to know them, for you to memorize them, for you to understand the scales, inshallah, when they are single, when they are plural. And this here, many a times, you just have to memorize, inshallah. Bismillah. Hamidun qala. Hamid said. Hamidun qala. Below that, as for Amina, Aminatu qalat. Hamidun qala. Aminatu qalat. Speaking to somebody directly. Anta qulta. You said. Speaking to a woman. Anti qulti. You said. Anti qulti, ya Fatima. Anti qulti, ya Maryam. Ana qultu. I said. As for the plurals. الطلاب قالوا. The students said. الطالبات قلنا. أنتم قلتم. أنتن قلتن. Group of females. أنتن قلتن. And as for we said, نحن قلنا. نحن قلنا. Excellent. Then they tell us in exercise number 4, they want us to do the same with the following verbs. قام. زار. Kana, etc. They want us to take those verbs and do the same as we just did now. Walhamdulillah. Let's do them. So if we say Hamidun, Hamidun Zara. Let's do the plural now. Let's say a group of students visited. At-tullabu Zaru. At-tullabu Zaru. Aminatu Zarat. Amina and her 20 sisters. At-talibatu Zurna. الطالباتُ زُرْنَا. That was all third person talking about them. Now second person talking directly to a guy. أَنْتَ زُرْتَ. You visited. Group of guys. أَنْتُمْ زُرْتُمْ. أَنْتُمْ زُرْتُمْ. One woman talking to her. أَنْتِ زُرْتِ. أَنْتِ زُرْتِ. Group of women, you're talking to them. أَنْتُنَّ زُرْتُنَّ. أَنْتُنَّ زُرْتُنَّ. As for myself, ana zurtu. As for we, nahnu zurna. Nahnu zurna. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. Let's do the same with qama. He stood. Qama. So let's see. Let's say, for example, let's change the name. Bilalun qama. Bilalun qama. Bilal stood. Many Bilals. Many children. Al-awladu qamu. Al-awladu qamu. Al-awladu qamu. As for Fatima, Fatimatu qamat. Fatimatu qamat. Fatimatu qamat. And group of female students, at-talibatu qumna. At-talibatu qumna. At-talibatu qumna. Second person, anta qumta. Plural, antum qumtum. Antum qumtum. Talking to a woman. Anti qumti. Group of women. Antunna qumtunna. Antunna qumtunna. Antunna qumtunna. As for myself, ana qumtu. Nahnu qumna. We stood. Excellent. Kana. Kana. So let's say, for example, we have Muhammadun. Kana. Muhammad was. Al-Ikhwanu kanu. The brothers were. Aminatu kanat. Aminatu kanat. Amina, she was. And a group of women, let's say, for example, al-banatu. Al-banatu kunna. Al-banatu kunna. So, aminatu kanat. Al-banatu kunna. Anta kunta. Antum kuntum. Anti kunti, antunna kuntunna. As for myself, ana kuntu, I was. And nahnu kunna, nahnu kunna. Walhamdulillah, excellent, mashallah. The next exercise, exercise 5, read the following sentences and understand them. Brothers and sisters, by now, these sentences should be making sense to us, inshallah. Zurna al-mudarrisa. Zurna, we visited who? Al-mudarrisa is the object. We visited the teacher. Al-jadida, what type of teacher? New teacher. Zurna al-mudarrisa al-jadida. When? Al-barihata, yesterday. زرنا المدرس الجديد البارحة. زرنا المدرس الجديد البارحة. زرنا المدرس الجديد البارحة. زرنا المدرس الجديد البارحة. Excellent. Number two. أذقت هذا الطعام يا أختي؟ Oh, speaking to a girl. أذقت هذا الطعام يا أختي؟ 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 Did you taste this food, oh my sister? أذقت هذا الطعام يا أختي؟ Did you taste this food, oh my sister? نعم. ذقته, I tasted it. ووجدته, and I found it. لذيذا جدا, very tasty. Again, أذقتي, did you taste? هذا الطعام, this food, يا أختي, oh my sister. نعم, ذقته ووجدته لذيذا جدا. Yes, I tasted it and I found it very tasty. ما شاء الله. Number three. ذهبت إلى مكة وطفت بالكعبة. May Allah return us to مكة المكرمة many a times. Say آمين. ذهبت إلى مكة. So here the book is saying, ذهبت إلى مكة. I went to مكة. وطفت بالكعبة. And I made طواف of the كعبة. وطفت بالكعبة. Again. ذهبت إلى مكة وطفت بالكعبة. ذهبت إلى مكة وطفت بالكعبة. ذهبت إلى مكة وطفت بالكعبة. ما شاء الله. صمنا يوم الاثنين. صمنا, صيام, صوم, fasting, صام يصوم. صمنا, we fasted. When? يوم الاثنين, we fasted on يوم الاثنين. What's يوم الاثنين? Monday. Excellent. It's a sunnah to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. A forgotten sunnah by many of us. Allah musta'an, Allah musta'an. ماذا قلت لحامد يا أحمد؟ ماذا قلت لحامد يا أحمد؟ What did you say to Hamid, O Ahmed? ماذا قلت, ماذا قلت, what did you say to who? لحامد يا أحمد. ما قلت له شيئا. I did not say anything to him. ما قلت, I didn't say. له شيئا, to him anything. I didn't say anything to him. I didn't say anything to him. ما قلت له شيئا. ما قلت له شيئا. ما قلت له شيئا. I didn't say anything to him. متى قمتم من النوم يا أبنائي؟ متى قمتم من النوم يا أبنائي؟ When did you people wake up from your sleep, oh my sons? متى, when قمتم, you people stood up. من النوم, from the sleep, يا أبنائي, oh my sons. قمنا قبل أذان الفجر. ما شاء الله. قمنا, we woke up, we stood up. قبل أذان الفجر, before the أذان of فجر. بال الطفل في ثوبي. مشكلة. الله مستعان. بال الطفل, the child urinated, في ثوبي, in my garment. تبت إلى الله. تبت إلى الله. تبت إلى الله. I've made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our tawbah. Allah musta'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us clear records and clean slates. كنت متعبا اليوم. كنت متعبا اليوم. I was tired today. كنت متعبا اليوم. كنت, I was. متعبا, tired. اليوم, today. فلم أذهب إلى المدرسة. فلم أذهب إلى المدرسة. فلم أذهب إلى المدرسة. And so I didn't go to school. زارني صديقي. زارني صديقي. My friend visited me أمس. وزرته اليوم. And I visited him today. My friend visited me yesterday. And I visited him today. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 6. Inshallah. Ponder over the following. Now, present tense. فعل مضارع. حامد يقول. حامد is saying. الطلاب يقولون. The students are saying. Previously, we did past tense, now present tense. Amina tu taqulu. Amina is saying. Many aminas. At-talibatu yaqulna. At-talibatu yaqulna. Talking to the person directly, second person. Anta taqulu. Anta taqulu. You are saying. Antum taquluna, plural. Antum taquluna, you people are saying. Anti taquleena, you are saying, O Maryam. Antunna taqulna, antunna taqulna, antunna taqulna. Talking to a group of women, they in front of you directly. Antunna taqulna, such and such. Ana aqulu, I am saying. Nahnu naqulu, we are saying. Excellent. Now let's do the same as we did previously, insha'Allah. They give us three verbs, yaqumu and yatufu, insha'Allah. Let's adjust it as we just did with the previous one, which was yaqulu. Let's see. Bismillah. So with yaqumu, what would we say? Hamidun yaqumu. Hamidun yaqumu. Many hamids. At-tullabu yaqumuna. The students are standing. Fatimatu taqumu. Fatima is standing. Many Fatimas. Al-banatu yaqumna. Al-banatu yaqumna. Al-banatu yaqumna. So that was all third person. Second person. Anta taqumu ya akhi. Antum taqumuna ya ikhwani. Anti taqumina ya Maryamu. Antunna taqumna. Antunna taqumna. As for myself, ana aqumu, and we, nahnu naqumu. We are standing. Nahnu naqumu. Excellent. And the other verb that they give us is yatufu, making tawaf. Bilalun yatufu. Bilal is making tawaf. Al-tulabu yatufuna. The students are making tawaf. Fatimatu tatufu. Fatima is making tawaf. Al-banatu yatufna. Al-banatu yatufna. The daughters are making tawaf. Anta tatufu. Anta tatufu. Antum tatufuna. Anti tatufina ya Fatimatu. Antunna tatufna. Antunna tatufna. As for myself, ana atufu. Ana atufu. Ana atufu. As for we, nahnu natufu. Nahnu natufu. Nahnu natufu. Walhamdulillah, we are making tawaf, mashallah. Exercise number 8, insha'Allah. Exercise number 8. Read the following. Ana azuruka wa anta tazuruni. I visit you and you visit me. Ana azuruka wa anta tazuruni. Ana azuruka wa anta tazuruni. Ana azuruka wa anta tazuruni. يطوف الحجاج بالكعبة يطوف الحجاج بالكعبة يطوف الحجاج. The حجاج make طواف of what? بالكعبة, of the كعبة. ماذا تقولين يا أمي. What are you saying, O my mother? ماذا تقولين يا أمي. What are you saying, O my mother? أريد أن أكون مدرسا. Student says, أريد أن أكون مدرسا. I want to be a teacher. أريد أن أكون مدرسا. أريد أن أكون مدرسا. أريد أن أكون مدرسا. I want to be a teacher. البنات يزرن خالتهن كل أسبوع. The daughters visit their aunt every week. البنات يزرن خالتهن كل أسبوع. The daughters visit their aunt every week. قال الطلاب لمدرسهم. The student said to their teacher, يا أستاذ نحن نريد أن نزورك غدا. نحن نريد أن نزورك غدا. We want to visit you tomorrow. نحن نريد أن نزورك غدا. نحن نريد أن نزورك غدا. We want to visit you tomorrow. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. With that, we've covered up to exercise number 8 بإذن الله تعالى. And seeing that this lesson number 27 is very long, Insha'Allah, in our next majlis, we will complete it. Walhamdulillah. So we will end off here and we will complete lesson number 27 in our next majlis. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Before we end off, we take one of the prophetic qawa'id maxims. And this is from the famous hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he states, Al-kadhib yahdi ila al-fujur. That lies, this takes you towards fujur. It takes you towards that which is wrong, that which is evil. It's wrong in itself, in and of itself, but it also leads you to greater harm and greater wrong. Allah musta'an. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, a lie, somebody who speaks about something, that which is not true. He mentions it in a certain manner, but the reality is completely, completely different. And this person is conscious of this matter. This is, he knows exactly that this is not the reality, but continues giving you a fake story. This is a lie, Allah musta'an. As for the one who doesn't know, the person, he really thinks it's such and such. He really thinks that Salman is outside in the park. But meanwhile, Salman's gone to another town. But he doesn't know. This is a mistake. This is not a lie. This is a mistake. But as for the one who tells you, no, brother, Salman is in the shopping center and he knows that Salman's not there, that is a lie. Allahu musta'an. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, لا يزال العبد يكذب وتنكت في قلبه نكتة سوداء. That a person continues to lie and then upon his heart there's these black dots which are put until his entire heart is now blackened. And this person is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being from amongst the liars. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, lying is such a bad habit, something that is so despicable that even Abu Sufyan in the days of Kufr, Abu Sufyan was a criminal in the days of Kufr, but when he was summoned and he was asked questions about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't lie. And he says, I could have lied, I could have said whatever I wanted to say, but I didn't want people to say that Abu Sufyan is a liar. And so, you know, I spoke the truth, subhanAllah. So even in his kufr, he didn't want to lie. Allah musta'an. Allah says in the noble Quran, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not speak about that matter which you do not have knowledge about. Lying about Salman, Ilyas and Fatima and Jack and Daniel, this is bad. But worse, lying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lying about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and did such and such, and he never did such and such, he never said such and such, saying that Allah says such and such, and Allah didn't say such and such. These are from amongst the worst of lies. You are lying against Allah. You are lying against the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, the lesson here is that lying leads you to greater harms and greater problems. It doesn't guide you to goodness, but it takes you to more and more evil. How many times he lied the first time? Then to cover up that lie, he had to lie 10 more times. And to cover up those lies, he had to lie further. Allah musta'an, Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, one hole after another this person puts himself into. That's why the truth will set you free, as is said, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we move on to a little bit of vocab, insha'Allah. In our last majlis, we had taken some vocab, some words beginning with the letter ta, insha'Allah. And so let us complete that, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We find the word teen. What does teen mean? Teen means the fig. At-teenu. والتين والزيتون. Teen is fig, insha'Allah. Tamam, that which is complete. We move on to the letter tha, insha'Allah. Thabata means to thabat. Thabat, to be firm with regards to something. Thu'ban is a serpent. We covered Thu'ban. Thu'ban was a serpent. As for thaljun, thaljun is ice or snow. Thalajatun, refrigerator. Thaminun, eight. Thamanun is the price. What's the thaman of this? Mathna, two. Mathna wa thulatha, two. Mathna means two. Or muthanna, dual form. We also find the word thana'un. Brother, this is too much of thana' that you are mentioning about Brother Ilyas. This is too much of thana'. Thana means praise. Thana means praise, Jayid. The word madrasatu thanawiyyatu, secondary school. So-and-so entered the classroom athna ad-dars, in the middle of the lesson, during the lesson. Alhamdulillah. That's a little bit of vocab every day, a little bit, inshallah. As the poet, he says, al-yawma shi'un wa ghadan mithluhu min durar al-ilm allati tultaqat yuhassil al-mar'u biha hikmatan fa inna saylu ijtima'u nuqat. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit here, a little bit there, and you're picking up from the pearls of wisdom. And very soon, walhamdulillah, what is the flowing of the big waves and the massive waves, etc., except small drops of water, walhamdulillah. Until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, to bless the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to protect us in this world and in the hereafter, to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. حياكم الله. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.